Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are off and rolling. Hump Day, Wednesday, October 29, 2025 is the date. Welcome in to the Gabe Kuhn Show. I'm your host, Gabe Kuhn, on XAG_Kuhn71. I'm alongside the executive producer of the Gabe Kuhn Show. That would be Connor Dunning on XAC9929. Connor, how's it going, brother?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Trying to get used to governors getting involved with college football coaching searches. I think that's where I'm at right this second as we start the show.
Don't love it.
Trying to get used to it. I shouldn't have to, but I'm trying. That's what's happening at LSU. For those that are not familiar with it, we are going to talk about it in the Blitz, but we have 3 hours of talk on the way, courtesy of 92.9 FM, ESPN, and yours truly. Overreaction and not an overreaction is where we're going to start. And there, we're going to talk about Michael Jordan on load management. This is my only request, and it's too late now. Could we have waited like 3 or 4 weeks from NBC to talk about load management with Michael Jordan? We needed to wait like... Let the first couple of weeks be Michael Jordan loving on the players of this era before he completely trashes them. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I think that last week was such a huge success with the Jordan interview, because he was doing that. He was giving – it was when we first learned that Jordan was going to be on NBA NBC Tuesdays, I was excited about it because I was like, oh, Jordan's not going to come in trying to protect his own legacy because he has the most protected legacy maybe in sports history. So he doesn't need to do that. And I don't think that's really what he was doing here.
Right.
But it was nice to have him last week showing love to the new era of the NBA. And I will say, I don't necessarily think it was his fault that it went this way. He was asked a question. He answered it honestly. We'll get into his answer about it. I think that there is a bit of an irony about him talking about load management when this is very clearly a one-time interview that they're stretching out over multiple weeks. It's a load management interview, but you know, we'll get into it.
I don't think he was protecting his legacy, but I certainly think he added on to his legacy and how much of a competitor he is by saying something like this.
I think that he
and getting that question asked to him.
He may have forgotten about 4.5 seasons of his career or time that he took off.
Right. That's a fair point. But we'll also talk about all of the coaching carousel news we need to get to. Lane Kiffin, will he be at Ole Miss by this time next season? And Coach O, Ed Ogeron.
Let's do it.
Trying to make it.
Let's do it, baby.
I heard him on Unsportsmanlike. I love hearing interviews from Coach O, though. I will say that. He's very fun to listen to. Not just because of the accent, but just because of what he says. He's a goofy dude. He is a goofy man.
One of my, and it was a few years ago that we did the Blind Side review when I had to watch the movie,
yeah,
and we went through it. One of the funniest moments in the entire movie is Coach O trying to act.
Yes.
And it's either him or Fulmer that calls... He calls SJ just the completely wrong name,
yeah.
And they leave it in the movie, which means they must have done so many takes that they're just like, just leave it in. He's not going to get it. Just leave it.
Well, it kind of adds to the, you know, allure, right? It kind of adds to it. But yeah, we'll get to overreaction, not an overreaction off the top. Those are the topics as far as guests are concerned. 4:30, we're going to have Trevor Lane on the show. He's from Front Office Show and from Lakers Nation. I believe Front Office Show with him and Keith Smith, good friend of the show, just got picked up by NBA Media. So good for them. We'll talk about that, where you can find the Front Office Show, and we'll get into the early part of the season where there are some surprises out there, Connor. There are some real surprises. The Bulls are undefeated. The 76ers are undefeated. And then this is not so much of a surprise as, okay, we're all screwed, but the Spurs rolling the way they are. And also we'll talk about the Grizzlies with Trevor Lane. 5 o'clock, David Cobb will join the show per normal Monday, Wednesday, Friday right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. And then 6 o'clock per normal on a Wednesday, Colton Denning will join, and he wrote a column about Brian Kelly and why it didn't work out and where they need to head next. And then I want to ask him, because he, like, I don't know anybody else. Maybe the guys who write, like, the preseason magazines, like Phil Steele, something like that. But I don't know of somebody as in tune with all 136 FBS teams as Colton Denning. So I want to move down ballot a little bit and sort of ask him. We've been discussing those teams we trust, right, Connor, the past couple of weeks. And we've sort of landed on Ohio State, Indiana. A&M probably added themselves to that list this week, although they have, you know, a remaining schedule where they could slip up. But I want to ask about some of those down-ballot names that could surprise us and get into the college football playoff before it's all said and done. You know what I mean? Like, that's where my interest is right now, because you have those top two teams, both from the Big Ten. You have the SEC sort of fighting it out. I feel like Alabama's the best team. I'm not totally sure. Georgia's trending in the right direction. Ole Miss trending in the right direction. A&M trending in the right direction. But it feels like a bunch of schlock there from about 3 to 30. You know what I mean? Like, who is going to separate themselves? Who's ultimately going to get themselves in the college football playoffs? So we'll talk to Colton about that. And I already mentioned Blitz at 6:30. Trip around the NFL at 5:30, and bottom part of this hour, I have to get to my power rankings. Not much of a switch, although I did have a couple of shakeups there in my top five. But let's go ahead and get to it, as we normally do on a Wednesday. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
All right, Gabe, we're going to start with some SEC football. Lane Kiffin will leave Ole Miss after this season. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
Okay, I want to preface my answer with what needs to be in everyone's mind. It's up to Lane Kiffin. Surprise, surprise. You know, whatever his personal feelings are about these jobs, LSU and Florida in particular, the two I think he could leave for, like, if he feels that that gives him a better opportunity to advance his career and win national championships, he'll probably do it. And if he feels like those are places he wants to live over at Oxford, he'll probably do it. I think it's more of a personal decision than a full-on, like, program versus program decision. But I'm going to say overreaction. I think LSU is a better job than Ole Miss. More money, more fan support to a pretty high degree. They've won national championships as recently as 2019, so you know you can get in there, turn it around, and compete for a national championship immediately, especially with all the work that Lane does in the portal. So, like, that's great, but here's the other part of it, and we'll talk about it more in the Blitz. There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen at LSU.
Lot.
There's a lot, including the governor of the state.
Well, the AD doesn't even have power.
The AD
there.
Doesn't have power. You have a board of directors that's supposed to be making the next coaching hire. You don't know who has power, who doesn't. And I know Lane Kiffin at this point wants all control over his program, because he's shown when he has full control, he can make some things happen. He's done it for Ole Miss. So that's something that it makes me feel a little bit differently about Lane Kiffin immediately hopping and going to LSU. And here's the other part of this. While I think LSU is clearly a better job than Ole Miss, no offense to Rebs fans, I think you may agree with me for the most part, even though you may not admit it. I'll say this. I don't think Florida is, like, in any way in 2025 a better job than Ole Miss. Like, the problem I've had with the Florida Ole Miss conversation is whenever you ask someone in the know, national writer, you know, beat writer in Gainesville, whatever it is, they'll always say, well, it's easier to win a national title. They've won national titles in the 21st century. Yeah, in 08, in 07, when Tim Tebow was walking the grounds over there, since then, it's been ugly, man. You had Jim McElwain have a couple of peak years, then fall off. Then you had Dan Mullen, a couple of peak years, then fall off. Then you bring in Billy Napier, and that was just a complete fall off from the beginning. It was just never good. And there's clearly other things pulling the coach behind the scenes, you know, other voices, other people that have a say in that program. And, like, when we're talking about money, I don't think coaching salary really needs to be a conversation in today's day and age. If LSU offers $15 million to Lane Kiffin, you know what Jimmy Sexton's going to do? He's going to walk up to Ole Miss. He's going to say, well, can you pay 15.5? And know what Ole Miss is going to probably say? Yeah, we'll pay 15.5. This is the best we've ever been. We want to keep it rolling. So coaching salary doesn't come into it. It comes to money. I think the money difference would be behind the scenes, paying for roster and all of that. And LSU, I think, does that better than Ole Miss. But I don't think Florida, based on what I've seen, does it that much better than Ole Miss at this moment.
No.
If they start winning under if Lane Kiffin took the job and they started winning, maybe that you could unlock a few more big donors, you know, get some more donations. But I don't think it's that big of a difference. So, like, I just look at the family connection. Lane Kiffin has said in the past, he said on the E60, he doesn't feel like he's been the best father in the past to his children. And in Oxford, it's like a family environment. He really likes it. He's closer to his family than he ever has been, his kids. He clearly has a program that's capable of competing at the national stage, getting into a college football playoff, and making a run at a national championship. I wouldn't even count that out this year. They have a good team. So, like, all said and done, my feeling is that he will stay at Ole Miss. But I understand that this is a topic where you have a lot of people that should be in the know that have differing opinions. Pete Thamel, yesterday on, I believe, College Football Live, basically gave the take that he feels like the jobs out there in LSU and Florida are too enticing. He said, right now it's hard to imagine Lane Kiffin coaching at Ole Miss next year. The opportunity that looms at either LSU or Florida is too big. Then you have Nick Saban, former head coach when Lane Kiffin was his OC, saying jobs that weren't great jobs before are now. Lane is the first name up for Florida and the first name up for LSU, but I think if you have a long debate on whether either one of those jobs is actually better than the job he has now because he has some guys over there at Ole Miss that give him pretty much whatever he wants from a roster standpoint, you know, he went on to say, maybe you've got alumni who are passionate about football, but are they willing to invest in that? You have to invest now to win because a lot of people don't believe in this S. You know, he's basically making the case that the situation for Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss is better than trying to take over and start anew at either one of those programs.
Right.
So, like, there's differing opinions all over the place. My opinion is that he will probably stay at Ole Miss because I don't really see a massive need for him to leave. And if you're talking about money, he said earlier this week on the Pat McAfee show that he's not going to make a decision about money. It won't be about money if he leaves for another job. So, like, in the end of the day, my feeling is that he'll be at Ole Miss next year and he won't take LSU or Florida, but I can see where other people differ in their opinions.
I think the real threat to Ole Miss for the services of Lane Kiffin is LSU. I don't think it's Florida.
I don't think it's Florida.
And I think that Nick Saban put it perfectly. If this was right after Urban Meyer was leaving Florida, then yeah, that's a
sure.
premier job.
Yeah,
one of the best jobs in the country. It's not that Florida anymore. They haven't won a national championship since I was in middle school. Like, it's just, it's not the same. It's not the same anymore. So LSU, I do think, is enticing. And they can throw money at him. They can throw resources at him. There are a lot of cooks in the kitchen right now, but, and Lane Kiffin may want the control that he has at Ole Miss, at LSU, and that may be
the
reason he doesn't go there.
You could clear up those things behind closed doors when you get into a conversation and negotiate a contract.
I just haven't seen a huge reason that, like, the blinking light reason for him to actually leave Ole Miss. Everything that he can get at Florida and LSU in terms of money and mostly resources, he can get it at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
It's the most success they've ever had, and he's the king of Oxford.
But getting back to it, like we're both sort of agreeing right now, I think we're on the same page.
Yeah,
here. LSU would be the one.
They'd be the one.
I can absolutely tell you they will have better resources if Lane Kiffin shows up, and he will make a bunch of money. And he'll have a good roster, and he'll have good access to a college football playoff, good access to a national championship. But again, Florida, just to me, I view that about as close to a lateral move from Ole Miss to Florida as it's ever been in the history of college football.
Well, you have to rebuild.
It's not a full lateral move. Maybe Florida's slightly better as a job, but there's higher expectations, and I don't think you're getting that much on the back end from a resource and money standpoint to really make it that much better than what you've had at Ole Miss.
Yeah, I wonder if Ole Miss has closed the gap enough between them and LSU for him to stay. You know, it's like you said, LSU has more resources, but Ole Miss is going to pony up resources for him right now. Because like you said,
they already have.
The best they've ever been. Yeah, they already have. We are seeing it in real time that they are stepping up and helping give him resources. And we know that they'll pay him. We absolutely know, especially when your agent is Jimmy Sexton. Speaking of LSU, I love this so much. A Coach O reunion. And LSU would be a great idea. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
All right. Listen, I'll say overreaction. Do we have the sound, though, today?
I do.
From Unsportsmanlike? This was Ed Orgeron on our morning show, Unsportsmanlike, talking about potentially wanting that LSU job again. It's phenomenal. I could be there today. Just let me get in my truck. It's an overreaction, very clearly. Ed Orgeron is such a fun character. I do believe like his style in 2019 is one of the big reasons that they were able to get over top, get the talent they needed, and win a national championship. He's not a guy who's so set in his ways that he can't take criticism. He knew that Steve Ensminger was running that sort of 3 yards in a cloud of dust, I formation, 12, 13 personnel, bunch of tight ends on the field with Joe Burrow at quarterback. And they went like 9-3. I think they still made a New Year's Six bowl game, but it just didn't look good enough. So he went out and he hired Joe Brady before anybody knew who Joe Brady was, and he knew it was going to work out. Like, he's the type of guy who's that CEO head coach who can hire some guys around him because he's so likable, and he can go recruit with the best of them. Like, he is one of the best recruiters of all time. So, like, there's a lot of reasons to like Edo, but in the end of the day, the thing that would keep you away from Ed O is the fact that how much can I trust Ed O? In the end of the day, how much can I trust him? He's going to do some backdoor dealing. He's going to wheel and deal behind the scenes, and it may not all be legal. He's out there running with his shirt off on campus trying to attract co-eds, you know, like that's his style. And I think they need to be a little bit more buttoned up at LSU at this point. They got the national championship in 2019. They're forever going to love Ed Orgeron for that. But his time has come and gone at that place. And I think he knows that. He's just having fun with it.
What do you think of the coordinator idea, though? Have him in the building.
Not coordinator, because he's never done that. I don't need him calling plays, okay?
Maybe advisor?
Listen, recruiting coordinator, D-line coach, put the slash in between those two titles. That's what he should be if he goes back to LSU. And that would be a home run. Whoever the next head coach is, if you had Ed O., if you immediately hired Ed O as your D-line coach and recruiting coordinator, you would gain so much trust from that fan base. They would love you. They would love you. Now, you would still have to win on the back end with that hire to ultimately gain their full trust. But I think LSU fans are, and this is how I think most programs are, they're territorial, tribalistic, like they like their own guys. So, you know, bringing Ed O in that type of role would
be
great.
It'd be a home run. It'd be a home run. Yeah.
But we can just be honest. Like, Ed O head coaching talk in the Lord's year of 2025 at LSU again. By the way, we're only one coach removed. No.
I want to say, I want it. I want it so much in my life. I want Coach O back at LSU. It just, when
there,
he was
there,
there
really is,
it
know,
felt so right.
Well, yes, it did.
But there were so many things
that
were wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say. But it's just, he's not a great head coach. He just
he's
isn't.
A good he's a culture guy.
He's a national championship winning head coach. Yeah. You can never take that away from him. But when it comes to like being the lead game planner on offense or defense, he ain't getting that out of him. You're just not.
When we talk about that team, we're not bringing up Coach O in the first few things we're saying. The talent that they had was insane.
Yeah. And who brought in that talent?
Coach O. But it's they won because of Burrow and Chase
and like, Justin Jefferson and Patrick Queen and Devin White, and you know, you just keep going down the list. There was a bunch of
If LSU calls him, though, I hope that he answers the phone and hits them with the Thanos line. You could not live with your own failure. Where did that bring you? Right. Back to me.
Correct.
But he's got to do it in his accent.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I want it so bad. I know it's a terrible idea, but man, would it be theater.
Well, and maybe not. SEC fans may not feel this way. But LSU, I think, pre-Coach O, sort of like not an overly likable program. Like they have their fans, very tribalistic. No one really appreciates how they're treated when they go to Baton Rouge for an away game. You know, they weren't all that likable. Ed O, one thing he did do for that program, he did, for me at least, and I think for you, based on how, you know, gung-ho you are about this, he did kind of bring a likability to that program that I didn't think was present before. And I know I can't measure that, but that's how I feel about Ed O and his time at LSU.
Yeah, that might also say something about his time at LSU, though. Like, it was entertaining because it was so ridiculous.
Yes, it was so off the wall.
It was so off the wall. And like you said, you can't trust him professionally or personally. Like, no wives at the facility.
Yeah, everybody be careful.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, final thing for overreaction, not an overreaction today. It only took 1 week for NBC to talk with Michael Jordan about load management. Here's what he had to say. He was asked about load management, by the way. He did not bring it up himself. It shouldn't be needed. I never wanted to miss a game because it was an opportunity to prove. The fans are there to watch me play. I want to impress that guy way up on top who worked to buy the ticket. He's probably yelling at me and calling me names, so I want to shut him up. As an entertainer, I want to show. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
Okay, just generally, I'm going to say overreaction. But I'm with everybody in the sense that I think that we have a pretty severe overreach when it comes to load management. We load manage too much. We've gotten to a point where it feels like there's more injuries than ever, and we're load managing and being careful still. So it's like I do ask myself the question every once in a while, like, is this actually working? Because it doesn't feel like it's working. One thing I will agree with in his statement is I do have an appreciation for, I want to impress that guy way up in the top who worked to buy the ticket. That guy in the nosebleeds who goes to one game a year because he can barely afford the tickets. He's, you know, working a job that's, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and this is his one opportunity. I want to show that guy the entertainment that he paid for. So, like, I appreciate that part of it, but I all too often come away from, like, the older generation talking about load management with the idea in my head that they're just being disingenuous for the sake of it. I don't know if you feel that way, Connor, but I just feel like they're not taking into consideration the differences in today's game versus how it was, let's say, the last time that Michael Jordan won a ring, which was, what, 96, 97? What was it? I believe it was around then. Since then, I looked it up today. Pace of play, we do track these things. Pace of play, then they were getting, each team was getting 90 possessions a game. We've gone up 11 full possessions since 96. We're at 101 per team per game. And that's way higher depending on what pace you play with. It all sort of evens out, right? Like the top end teams in the league right now get 112 possessions a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot more running. And when we talk about space and spacing too, the defense and the side-to-side movement that you have to possess as an NBA player, it's different than it ever was. There's a lot more movement on the offensive end. Motion is constant. And you can't get beat off the dribble because it creates such an effect for your defense. Where in the past, like, you know, some guy drives past you, gets an easy look at the rim. Now it's like it's just so much harder to guard your yard. So I think that comes into it. But I did sort of look this up. I think it was Fred VanVleet led the NBA in the past couple of years in miles per game, right? He ran 2.5 miles per game. That's what it was tracked as. Can we stipulate that and talk about that over what an 82-game season would be? 2.5? 2.5? Let me just go, let me go do the math really quick right here on air. 2.5 times 82. 205 miles in a season is a lot of miles to run in a season. They didn't have to do that back in the day. They didn't have to move as fast and as quickly and take as many trips up and down the floor as now. So like a Fred VanVleet running 205 miles over an 82-game span, you need rest or you're going to break down. Your body's going to fail you. So I think, yes, we need to find a happy medium when it comes to when guys are sitting out and when they're on the floor. But science has gotten better. We understand our bodies a little bit more. And I think with that, the game has progressed so much that there are times where load management is a necessary evil that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
To keep the investments that these NBA organizations have healthy. I don't think it's that complicated.
Yeah, by the way, it was 97-98 was the last time they won.
97-98. Yeah, okay, still around 90 possessions.
Yeah, so 97-98 was the last year that they won a championship. That was the Last Dance season, I believe. I think that was 97-98 in the Last Dance. Hit the shot against the Jazz. To be honest, I hate that they put Jordan in this spot because he didn't bring this up himself.
Right.
It was an ask question. Right. And I understand why Michael Jordan answered it this way. And when you listen to the clip, I don't really think he was taking a huge shot at the new era of the NBA.
No.
He was more kind of talking about himself.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I totally understand where he's coming from. And listening to it, you know, I say it all the time. Jordan's my second favorite player ever. I love Michael Jordan. I had a VHS tape when I was a kid, Come Fly With Me. I watched it so much, I broke the tape. Like, everybody knows how much I love Space Jam. Michael Jordan's one of my guys. I love this answer from Jordan about him. I wanted to prove to the guy at the top of the nosebleeds that I wanted to prove him wrong. I also wanted to put on a show for him because he worked his ass off for the ticket. I respect that answer. He's one of the most competitive guys ever. I've always said when it comes to a competitor in the NBA, there's probably never, ever going to be one better than Michael Jordan. That he is the GOAT of competitiveness when it comes to the NBA, one of the greatest winners we've ever seen. His point falls a little flat, though, because of the way the game has changed.
Correct.
Since 1997-98. I will also add that there is a little bit of hypocrisy in his answer when, listen, whether it was about his dad, whether it was about a secret suspension, who knows? He took a couple years off, and he wasn't playing basketball. He also did it because people forget, the Wizards years happened. He retired, then he came back and played for the Wizards. So he took two times he took games off for multiple seasons, all right? So it's not like Jordan didn't rest. I think that there's that needs to be acknowledged here. But the game has changed so much. The increase of Achilles tears that we've been seeing, the increase of injuries in general is because the pace of play has changed. That is why it's different. The game is more explosive now.
Yes, when you go back, that's, I think, a big part of it because I think a lot of these guys are getting hurt with, like, unnatural offensive steps that they have to take to get by a guy because it's so much more competitive and guys are more skilled and athletic than they ever have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Right. It is when you go back and you watch the games that the Bulls played in the 90s, it is still really fun basketball to watch. It is a different game. The one-on-one defense, they're not
denying passes at all on the perimeter.
It's
unbelievable to watch.
It is mostly a guy catches a ball and he's going at the guy one-on-one, yeah. And everybody else is kind of standing around watching them.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of movement. When you watch games now, constant movement. Everybody's running all the time. There's almost no wasted motion now in the NBA. Back then, they are standing around a lot. I'm not saying that it means that the 90s weren't good or that basketball used to not be good. I have a lot of love for the old era of basketball. We talk about it all the time on this show. But if you are going to talk about load management in 2025, you have got to acknowledge the speed of which the game is played now, the athleticism in which the game is played now, the explosiveness in which the game is played now. That is the reason guys are doing load management. Again, though, you brought up this point. We can have conversations about whether or not load management actually works.
Yes.
But the idea of it, I understand. I have yet to really see load management have positive effects because when you look at the guys across the league that have done load management the most, it hasn't really worked out for them. Joel Embiid, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard. James Harden did it for a while. It doesn't really work. I am a proponent of your body has to get used to an NBA season,
yes.
And you need to play. If you're healthy, you should be playing, period.
Yeah.
Because, yes, people work their ass off for these tickets. You're in an entertainment business. You should be playing. You're getting paid millions of dollars to play a sport. If you are healthy, you should be playing. You shouldn't be taking nights off. Shouldn't be taking back-to-backs off. That's not what we should be doing. It should not be in the NBA. But the idea of load management is because of the explosiveness and
yes,
the speed, and you're trying to prevent injury. I just don't know if it actually works.
Yes, I get that. And I don't want people to think I'm like going after Michael Jordan's answer and saying he's wrong.
Because
I don't think anything he said was wrong. I almost agree with everything he said, but my problem is all too often the old heads, the old guard, they leave out the context of why.
Right.
Load managing happens on
that's,
a
that's why
basis.
I like that he kind of turned it into, I'm going to talk about me.
Yes,
and
my
not,
experience.
He said, you know, I don't think that it should be a thing. And that's fine. But at least he didn't go into, well, I think guys are soft now or the guys are running from competition. He made it about, I am a lunatic when it comes to competitiveness and I wanted to shut up the guy at the very top of the stadium that I can't even hear or the arena that I can't even hear.
Yeah.
That's a perfect Michael Jordan answer. Now, I will say about this whole Jordan thing overall. What a disappointment it's going to turn out to be. Because when Jordan got first announced, I was thrilled because I knew Jordan would come in here. He would give...
Just one pre-recorded interview
it's
getting...
It's such a...
It's so stupid.
They sold you It's nothing. And again, there's irony in talking about load management when you're doing one interview that's going to be stretched over multiple weeks.
I actually like NBC's coverage for the most part. I'm very disappointed with the Michael Jordan segment.
NBC overall has been a home run. When you're watching these games, the production value is better. It looks better overall.
It literally,
they care.
I know this is, something you can't measure, but it just feels like they care more about the product.
You can measure. When you're watching the game, you're saying, oh, this is 10 times better than what the slot that we've been getting.
They're pumping crowd noise. They're doing intros.
You know what it's like? It's like the NBA on ESPN is like a quickly produced Netflix movie. NBA on NBC's like a Scorsese movie that took multiple years to make. That's what it feels like when you're watching it. Regular season games feel more important than the NBA Finals did on ESPN.
Correct.
That is credit to NBC. But they sold this Michael Jordan interview as him being a part of it weekly.
Special contributor.
it's one time.
They clearly did like a 3-hour interview and they're just pulling excerpts for it every week.
I'm going to watch every week because it's still Michael Jordan, and you don't get to hear him talk about basketball. One thing that I do love about Jordan overall is like he is still this mythical figure because he doesn't talk a lot. He's not out in the public eye. That's why like The Last Dance is such a big deal, because you just don't get much Michael Jordan content. You don't get many quotes from him. And I still think that this week with Michael Jordan was a success. I disagree with the idea of it a little bit, but I still love the answer in terms of what it means about Michael Jordan. It's the whole reason people love him the way they do. He's a lunatic. Yep. He is probably the biggest lunatic we've ever had play in the NBA when it comes to competitiveness, and that's why he is arguably the greatest player of all time. It is why if somebody comes up to me and says, Jordan's my GOAT, I'm not going to tell you're wrong.
Yep.
I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. If that's your GOAT, that's your GOAT.
Yep, for sure. Now, we need to get into some NBA conversation coming up next with Trevor Lane. Make sure you stick around for that. Trevor Lane is a host of Lakers Nation and the Front Office Show with Keith Smith. He's on X at Trevor_Lane. Trevor, how are you, man? Long time no talk.
Doing well, Gabe. Yeah, happy to come on and talk some NBA basketball with you again, and hope you're doing well.
Yeah, absolutely. Back at you. Now, I do need to throw this out there because I think this is pretty cool. For my listeners that follow you and Keith with the Front Office Show, you guys have a new sort of area that you can be searched on. You guys have partnered with the NBA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're going to be featured a bit on NBA TV. Going to be some stuff on the NBA app. So we're very excited about that. Of course, the show will still be on the YouTube channel and on the podcast feed and all of that. But we're excited to partner with the NBA and be able to put the Front Office Show there on their platforms as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Congrats on that. All right, now getting into the young season, we have some undefeateds out there. Thunder, not surprising, although I want to get back to them. But I want to start with the San Antonio Spurs. Every time I hear the name San Antonio Spurs or hear the name Victor Wembanyama, I just get reminded how screwed we are. I hate to say it that way, but Victor Wembanyama is playing unbelievable, and it feels like the training wheels, now that Mitch Johnson has taken over head coach, are completely off. Correct me if I'm wrong there.
Yeah, absolutely. Wemby is a dominant force. Now, I will say the Spurs haven't had the most difficult schedule in the NBA in the early going at this point. And so that's worth noting. I don't think they're going to go undefeated the entire way or anything. They do have an absurd point differential right now, plus 16.5. But they're 4-0. They're playing great basketball. And Victor Wembanyama has been unleashed. It's a specific change that they've made. And that's that Wemby is now not shooting the three at nearly the same rate that he used to. He's still taking the same number of shots. He's just taking those shots in the paint now instead of behind the arc. He went from 8.8 threes per game last season down to 2.8 this season. Those six shots, they've gone to paint touches, and he has been absolutely dominant there. I mean, every night he's doing something that literally no one else in the NBA could possibly hope to pull off.
The thing that amazes me is the grace he has with the basketball in his hand, his playmaking ability at that size. Like, I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like that. We've seen some tall, slender guys. Kevin Durant's a good example that can make some things happen on the offensive end, that can facilitate for their teammates, do things like that. But to be able to, on the back end, be as physical as he is and be able to move bodies the way he does, that's something that I don't know if I envisioned exactly when he came into the NBA, but it seems like he's got a knack for it, no doubt.
Yeah, there's almost a little bit of Giannis Antetokounmpo that's been added to his game, just with how he's able to lower the shoulder and drive in and guys bounce off of him. That's been really impressive. And now he's thrown in the dream shake that he picked up from Hakeem Olajuwon, trading with him over the summer. My goodness. And he's only 22 years old.
that too.
This is going to be a problem for a long, long time.
All right. Now the Thunder have picked up right where they left off. They're at 5-0. I just need your professional opinion on this, and don't want to like hammer refs too bad or anything like that. But when you watch how they're officiated versus their opponent, like, is there any like hard feelings you have about that? Because whenever I watch a game by the Thunder, I do question sort of how the game's being called both ways. It feels like Thunder are able on the defensive end to be a lot more physical with their opponent than the opponent is allowed to be physical with, namely, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, I think there's something to it. I mean, they basically went into last season with the mentality of we're going to foul a bunch and they're not going to be able to call the ball, and that's going to allow us to get away with some things. And they just became known as this ultra-aggressive defense, and they seem to get more leeway, almost the way Draymond Green becomes impervious as soon as he gets one technical foul because nobody wants right. to kick him out of a game. The Thunder seem to be able to do whatever they want, play as physical as they want, and not get called for as many fouls. SGA gets some ticky-tack calls now and then, though. Free throws are way up around the NBA, and that could be some driving home some points of emphasis, and we'll see that back off as the season goes on. But you're not alone, certainly, in thinking that SGA gets a pretty beneficial whistle. He's a phenomenal player. He doesn't resort to some of the same things that we saw from, like a few years back when it was like James Harden and Trae Young and
right.
guys are just throwing themselves into other players and stuff. He can do a few things now and then, but I do think we'll see this ultimately calm down as we get further into the season, and those points of emphasis will be de-emphasized, for lack of a better term. And I think the foul calls will normalize to a degree.
All right, now first tier, they're certainly in it in the Western Conference and really in the NBA yeah. in general, but just for the Western Conference purposes. Who else do you put in that first tier of teams that can compete for a title in the Western Conference alongside the Thunder? Or is there a team, or do you think you just go straight to tier two before you start adding teams?
Yes. Yeah, I just go straight to tier two. It's the right. Thunder and then everybody else in the West. That's not to say other teams can't compete for a title. I just don't think there are other teams that are on the level of the Thunder. The Nuggets are a team that I think can get to that level and took the Thunder to 7 games last year. So that's a team that I think can give them a run and could beat them. That's certainly possible. But in terms of ranking them in tiers, the Thunder sit alone. Their defense is at a level that I don't know that anybody else can get to. They're very good offensively. Jalen Williams, when he gets back, is only going to make that even more so. And they just keep finding players.
A.J. Mitchell.
They keep finding guys. A.J. Mitchell. I mean, like, where did this guy? He was a second-round pick a couple of years ago, had some injuries last year, and now he's just making professional plays every given night, fitting right in with the Thunder. And they're as deep as ever. It's unbelievable what they're doing.
Now, into the Eastern Conference, I think it's anybody's ball game. We'll see how all this stuff ages. But there's a team that's pacing themselves pretty good to start. Now, granted, I could say the same thing that you said about the Spurs. You can look at their schedule and say, okay, there's not that much there. But the 76ers are 4-0, in large part, if not the only part, being Tyrese Maxey taking another leap scoring the basketball. He's been unreal, averaging 37 points per game through the first four. And then VJ Edgecombe. Like that backcourt duo is pretty fun. I counted out the 76ers before the year. And I also said that it feels like their peak and their floor are so far apart. Like, I don't know where they're going to fall on that, that spectrum. But the 76ers, what do you think about them through the early going, and do you think this emergence of VJ Edgecombe and the step from Tyrese Maxey can give them a reasonable shot in the Eastern Conference, especially once Joel Embiid starts playing a little bit better, if they get Paul George back? How do you feel about that team?
Yeah, I do think that the VJ Edgecombe situation and Tyrese Maxey, both those guys being significantly better than expected. And Tyrese has always been good, and I've been high on him for a bit now. But the level that he's at right now is absolutely incredible. It may be unsustainable, but sure. It's absolutely incredible the level he's playing at. But VJ Edgecombe being this good this soon, if he can sustain this, 50% from the field right now, 40% from three, I don't know that's sustainable for a rookie. But if he's anywhere close to this, that changes the entire analysis of the 76ers, because I said the same thing. They're the hardest team to rank. You never know what you're going to get out of Joel Embiid if he's going to be on the floor. Same thing with Paul George. And so you just kind of lump them into the middle and know that if guys are healthy, they could be better than projected. If guys are not, they could be one of the worst teams in the conference, as we saw last year. But if VJ Edgecombe is a north of 20 points per game while giving you, let's say, between 5 to 6 rebounds and between 5 to 6 assists, if that's what he is as a player, then not only is Philly's ceiling much, much higher than what anybody would have expected, but it also means we've got a serious rookie of the year race. It's not just Cooper Flags. They're not just going to hand it to him. VJ Edgecombe is a real threat to go win this thing. Again, it's early, and we'll see where all of this goes. We've got a long way to go, but they've been very exciting, and I'll tell you what, Philly fans, they need it. They need it after the way that things fell apart for this team last year, and so I couldn't be happier for Philly fans for the start that they've had.
All right, now speaking of the Rookie of the Year conversation, how about our guy here in Memphis, Cedric Coward? What have you thought of him through the first 4 games for the Grizzlies? He's been a fun addition, no doubt, for Grizzlies fans.
Yeah, I'll get to see him up close on Friday when the Lakers come to town. But that's certainly been a bright spot for Memphis. Now, the Grizz, I do hope that they can get their guys back, because they're, you know, the Lakers right now, the Grizzlies and the Pacers, my God, I mean, the injury situation has been absolutely brutal with these teams. But Cedric Coward, for sure, is a bright spot and a reminder, like, hey, there's an exciting future here in Memphis beyond just what the team, beyond just some of the guys that they've got right now. They've got some young up-and-coming players that are going to continue to fuel this growth here moving forward for the club. So I'm really excited about him. And like I said, I can't wait to get to see these guys in person on Friday. I'm going to go to that one and get a look at them.
Yeah, how do you think they'll fare against the Lakers without LeBron and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best?
For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
LeBron and Luka, though. Austin Reeves been lighting it up with those guys out, at least. I think he had, 41 last night?
Yeah, and 41 a couple nights ago, at 51 the game before that, operating really well out of the pick and roll with DeAndre Ayton. But Marcus Smart is out again tonight for the Lakers, and they have five ball handlers, either primary or secondary creators. Four of them are out, hurt. So what teams have been doing is just swarm Austin Reeves because nobody else can create anything. So that's what the Blazers did a few nights ago. So we'll see who is actually healthy. Jackson Hayes is supposed to return tonight, but this team, they are so beaten up. And again, Grizzlies fans aren't going to sympathize at all or aren't going to shed any tears for the Lakers because right. The Grizzlies have been incredibly injured too and are dealing with a lot of injuries to ball handlers specifically. But the Lakers are limping in to Memphis on Friday. Hopefully they stay healthy through tonight's game too. We can stop Minnesota.
Yeah, right. Now, last thing, a little more on the fun side, but we know that the new TV deal has kicked in. So you've had NBC, obviously you've had the Michael Jordan one interview that they're just sort of stretching out over what feels like it's going to be half the season. Last night it was about load management, so everybody's been talking about that. We have Amazon Prime. What have you thought of the new coverage of the NBA, sort of adding on to what they had at ESPN?
I really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. It's been great. I think the quality has been fantastic. I like the focus on the court stuff and especially in a positive light, highlighting all the great things about the NBA and the great things about the sport. I think we had a great first week of the season with just the level of basketball we got. We got some really exciting games, some big high scoring games too. The pace is up around the NBA, so we're seeing some really fun stuff happening, and I love that the coverage is now focusing on that sort of stuff, on what's happening out there on the court and the great things that these players are doing. And I'll tell you what, there's just something that feels right when you're hearing Round Ball Rock and everything associated with NBA games.
Yeah, for sure.
That definitely feels good.
Yeah, and like the intro, showing the intros, like making it a little more theatrical. I enjoy that because I felt like we missed that in the finals even last year. It just didn't feel like the finals with what was being carried there on ESPN. But I am glad ESPN's allowed inside the NBA sort of be the same. That's something I was worried about going into this season.
Yes. But,
Trevor, I appreciate it. Great stuff as always. We'll do this again soon.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. He is Trevor Lane, host of Lakers Nation, also host of the Front Office Show with Keith Smith on X at Trevor_Lane, very conconveniently. Now, make sure you get by Old Dominic. For Halloween, especially, during Halloween, they're going to have their cocktail contest. And with that, you can buy a ticket for $30, and you're going to have a free entry cocktail. You'll get a bunch of one-ounce cocktails. They have a bunch of giveaways. They have a bunch of things that you could potentially win. You need to go buy that $30 ticket and show up to their Halloween cocktail party, and that would be at 305 South Front Street. But what I need to tell you about on top of that is no matter where you go to get your liquor and your spirits, get a bottle of Old Dominic because they do it better. Not only are they in town, they use that Memphis aquifer water to distill all of their spirits, but they have a great selection. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. Award-winning selections of that whiskey and bourbon. They have a new premium vodka for you vodka drinkers out there. So get over to your local liquor store and get a bottle of Old Dominic, as well as going and visiting them. You can book a tour and tasting at olddominic.com. You can ship Old Dominic spirits anywhere in the United States of America. You have extended family members and friends that don't get their hands on a bottle of Old Dominic all the time. Do that for them, whether it be at the holidays, for a birthday. They will absolutely love if you gift them a bottle of Old Dominic. But also, on top of that, they have a beautiful space, beautiful event space that they want me to tell you about. I have been there for multiple wedding receptions, rehearsal dinners. It's phenomenal. You can get to that top floor. They have beautiful string lights. They're always going to have good drinks. The dance floor will be perfectly set up if you want it for a wedding reception. But you can also have it for a corporate luncheon. It could be an awards ceremony. It'll be whatever. Just make sure you go to olddominic.com, fill out their questionnaire, and they will get you handled from there. But don't forget, coming up this Friday for Halloween, they have their cocktail contest, and $30 for the tickets. Go to olddominic.com to check that out. Old Dominic Distillery, come say hi. Hour number two is on the way, and we'll open up hour number two with David Cobb from CBS Sports Per Normal. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.